Okay, this week's parsha in Chutz La'aretz is parsha's Emor. So I thought I'd just share a quick little idea. L'chvod b'nei Chutz La'aretz that are reading parsha's Emor this week, it's hopefully a simple idea with a simple message. In the opening pasuk of parsha's Emor, the Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe." Hashem says to Moshe, "Emor el ha'kohanim b'nei Aharon, speak to the kohanim, the sons of Aharon." And say to them, they should not become tameh to any random person that's not one of the seven close relatives, as we know, the Shiva Krovim. They're not allowed to become tameh and desecrate their kahuna, their kedusha of their kahuna. The pasuk itself is very striking, though, as many of the mafreshim point out. Rashi takes note of the fact that the verb amira is repeated many times in this pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe emor el ha'kohanim b'nei Aharon va'amarta aleihem, three times in the same pasuk the Torah says lashon of amira. I want to just point out another interesting question in the first pasuk, which is the pasuk of Vayomer Hashem el Moshe emor el ha'kohanim b'nei Aharon. That's a very strange point. B'nei Aharon, obviously kohanim are b'nei Aharon. Why over here specifically is the Torah telling us that the kohanim are b'nei Aharon? Tell the kohanim. Later on in the parasha, when it talks about the mumim, for example, in the pasuk, by Sheni, it's daber al Aaron ish mizaracha. It doesn't say lakonim b'nei Aaron by the mumim. Why over here does it speaks to the konim b'nei Aaron? So perhaps the following thought: the Torah here, as we mentioned before, is telling the konim the prohibition of becoming tameh. It's a little bit of a strange prohibition, it seems to be. After all, imagine somebody has a next-door neighbor, a very, very close neighbor, and a dear friend, Chas V'Shalom, passes away. And they want to go to Mishtatev, they want to go take part in the Levaya, in the funeral. The problem is that they're a Kohen. So the Torah says they can't. They can't go to a cemetery, they can't go to a funeral, as we know. Isn't that strange? Isn't that hard to understand? It's their best friend. Okay, it's not one of the seven close relatives, but it's one of their very, very close friends. So the Torah says the following: Emor el kohanim, amira, softly, speak to the kohanim. And who are these kohanim? The kohanim are bnei Aharon. The kohanim are the sons of Aharon, who are people that represent Aharon's midos. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos teaches us who's Aharon. Aharon is ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. Aharon is a person that wants to increase humanity and peace and goodness among humanity. And these are the children of Aaron, the Kohanim b'nei Aaron, ve'amarta aleihem, and tell them again softly, and explain to them, because after all, they want to go. They wanted to be mishtatif in the concept and the idea and the mitzvah of havaya sameis. No, lenefesh leitamamav. Still, there's a prohibition. And why is that? What's the rationale behind this? Why can't they actually go? What's wrong with them going to a regular random levaya if it's not one of the seven relatives? So the pasuk says a few psukim later the following, pasuk vav, kedoshim yihyu le'elohehem, v'lo yichalalu shem elohehem, ki yes yishei Hashem lechem elohehem, hi makrivim hayu kodesh. The pasuk says that there's a higher call. There's a higher call for the kohanim. Of course they want to go to their next door neighbor's levaya. Of course they want to be mishtatef in a regular levaya from the community, but they're not allowed to, because the kohanim have a higher call. The kohanim have something which is even more important than a regular mace. Of course, if it's a mace mitzvah, of course, if there's no one else to take part in the burial, to take care of the mace, that trumps this law. But otherwise, a regular kohen cannot become tameh, because the Torah is teaching us a very, very important lesson, that the kohenim are on call, and they have a higher calling. And the Torah is telling us that their kedushas kahuna, the fact that they have to be ready and on call to be in the Beis HaMikdash, is a higher calling for them, and that trumps what naturally we would think is so important and so basic of being mishtatef, taking part in another funeral. The Torah says, no. Over here, kedoshim yihyu le'elohem. We have an obligation, the kohanim have an obligation to be totally kadosh and sanctified to Hashem, even though it means at the expense of what seems to be the mitzvah of taking care of the needs of a mace. The idea of these psukim brought to mind a very, very famous and beautiful teaching of the Mesilas Yesharim Ramchal in Perek Chaf of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Chaf, and my Talmidim from years past might remember that every year I make a big deal about this Perek. It's one of the most powerful prakim, I believe, in Mesilas Yesharim. So practical and so powerful. Mishkal HaChasidus tells us the following thing. It tells us that, of course, there's a concept of Chasidus. You have to go above and beyond and be very, very careful and meticulous and try to do your best when it comes to Avodas Hashem, being the best Jew that you can. But what happens when you have two goods? What happens when you have Mitzvah A and Mitzvah B? Where you have X to do and Y to do. And they both seem like they're good things. Now what do you do? How do you pick? How do you know what's right? I have a wedding at night. I also have night seder at night. Which one do I pick? I have cheshbonos. I want to stay in Sameach HaChasna, but there's someone waiting in the house. A babysitter's waiting in the house. How do I know when I'm picking between good and good? They're both good. How do I know what to do? So Amchal teaches us this very, very important klal called Mishkal HaChasidus. I highly encourage everybody to go take a look at that beautiful parak of Mesilas Yesharim, where he describes the details of what a person has to do in order to make that kind of decision, that Mishkal, the balance of Chasidus. But one idea certainly is to know and know very, very clearly what the halacha is. The Torah is telling us over here, this is a classic case, I believe, of Mishkal HaChasidus. On the one hand, you have Bnei Aaron. All they want to do is do chesed and shalom and be marba shalom ba'olam. So therefore, it would make a lot of sense to go ahead and let them be mitami for me. But the Torah says, no, over here, kadoshim yu'yilil okeyim. There's a higher calling. There's something above the natural natiya, the natural inclination to go ahead and be mitami for meisim. The Torah says that we have to try and yield to a higher authority. And that's the message of this beginning opening parsha of the Kohanim not becoming Tameh. And that's a very, very powerful lesson for life. Mishkal HaChasidus. Of course, we have two things in the balance. Two things vying for our attention, vying for our focus. What do we do? How do we pick? So the Torah teaches us over here that what we try to do our best is to yield to what the Ratzon Hashem is. The Torah tells us over here, this trumps that, then we yield to higher authority, even if it doesn't make sense to us. We daven for yeshiat d'shmaya, we daven for help. We make these decisions, and we have to try to be clear in l'shem shemayim. And Mesilas Yesharim goes through other very, very important details and beautiful messages in that perek, where he describes the essence of Mishkal HaChasidus. But the idea, the takeaway, the message, which the beginning of the parasha is teaching us is, and more, of course, softly tell them, and more of Amarta, the Bnei Aaron that want their best to go ahead and increase shalom in the world, that sometimes, even though it doesn't necessarily make so much sense to us, there is a higher calling. There is a Mishkal HaChasidus. And whenever the Torah tells us clearly, this is what we have to do, even if it doesn't make sense to us, even if it's not totally logical or maybe unconventional, now which we do, but we have to yield to a higher authority. Maybe be zocha to live lives that incorporate this beautiful lesson of Mishkal HaChasidus, and be zocha constantly in our lives to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.